Two miners found the 1,098-carat diamond early this month in the collection bin at Debswana's Drowning Mine, a joint venture between the government and the world's leading diamond miner De Beers, 120 kilometers west of the capital, Gaborone. On Wednesday, the precious stone was presented to Masisi, who offered assurances that proceeds from its sale will benefit the nation.
And you can rest assured that our national development needs will in part be met by the proceeds from this diamond. And we will distribute the resources through the distribution system that we have, and therefore develop this country.
The stone's value isn't yet established, but a 1,109-carat diamond, also mined in Botswana, fetched $53 million in 2017. Debswana acting managing director Lynette Armstrong says the yet-to-be-named diamond will be evaluated soon.
Of course, the stone has not been valued. It is a rare find. It still has to go through the full process of valuation. So today I cannot tell you what it is worth. This stone, as we put our facts together, is believed to be the third largest gem quality find in the world.
The 3,106 Cullinan diamond, mined in South Africa in 1905, remains the largest, followed by Lesedi La Runa, which was unearthed in Botswana in 2015. Botswana's Minister of Mineral Resources, Lefoko Moahi, says the recent find is timely, coming at a time when diamond revenues are falling.
It is indeed an occasion to celebrate. An occasion to celebrate for Botswana, especially during this time where we need every little tebe we can get so that we can push our development agenda as well as boost our economy.
Botswana is Africa's leading diamond producer, but due to COVID-19, revenue from the gems have declined as travel restrictions closed out international buyers, limiting sales. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.